the benochish, hakad murder. The same thing we found by the nochish. Shenosan ein nabema shein royu lo umashavikesh lo nisna lo yumashavyoda natlu mimenu. What he wanted, we took away, and what he had, we didn't give him. What he had, we took away. What does that mean? Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, yamati yehi melech al kol behema v'chai. I thought to make the nochish, the snake, for the king over all the animals. But v'yachshav yetter the chet that he told Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas, v'yachshav oruhu mikol habeima, he got a klolo, mikol chai yasoda. And then the yamati yala babakumas chufa, I thought to say, you walk standing up, erect. Achshav, but now, after this chet, al gochon chuyelech, you go on your stomach. Ani yamati yeh machol chumachol odom, I thought you'll eat good food. Achshav ofo yeh, but now you'll eat just dust. Huwa maharages odom, what did the nochish think? He thought in his heart, he was going to kill odom rishon. V'yesas chava no mary chava. Achshav, but now, eva oshes bein chol bein isho, or bein zarecho bein zara. But now there'll be fights between men and snakes. And the chay metzim, the same thing we found, the kayon, the kairach, or bilom, the doyeg, v'achitoifa, the gechazdi, the avsholem, the adeniyo, the yuziyo, the homon. All these people, that shenos nu enayim b'mash, enish royul hem, they put their eyes into things that they didn't deserve. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, Masha Bikesh Lanitim Lev, what they wanted Hashem did not give them, or Masha Biyodim Natlu Mehem. And what they had in the hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away from them. There's all the thing, you know, of being Hashem gives punishment, Midah, Keneged Midah. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Tes on the base. On the top by the first, the two dots. Seven lines down. Mishnah says what Derech the Yerech is Chilo Bavera. The Saita, she started to do the Avera with her thighs. Therefore, her thighs get hit first, the Yerech. How do we know this? How do you know this? Say that she gets hit when she drinks the Mehamorim and she's found to be guilty, that her thighs will get hit first. Elaim, if you want to tell me Mishum Nefsik, what the Pasuk says, Beseis Hashem es Yerechich Nefeles. That'll come that Hashem will make her thighs full, and then her stomach will burst, will blow up. So you see, it starts off with Yerechech Nefeles, that the first thing to fall down will be her thighs. For the Gemara, another pasuk says later, another pasuk says the opposite, that Mashma, first her stomach will burst, will blow up, and then her thighs will fall down. So what's the spirit in the psukim? So my answer is Omer Abaya. Abaya says like this. Kilayit, when the Kayin curses her, like first tells her the Kololos, is Layit Chila Yerech. First the Kayin curses her and tells her, be careful, your thighs are going to fall down. For Hoda Betin. And then the Kayin talks about her stomach. Betin Layit. Then he curses her about her stomach. Umaya Kibatki, but when the water goes and tests her, Kiyuchayu Batki. When it goes down, it tests her the way it comes down. That death embration, when she drinks the water, first the water goes into her stomach, for her the yerech, and then her thighs fall down. So therefore, there's no steer in the psukim. One is the way the kohen talks to her, and one is the way the water actually takes place. For the Gemara, no, the klola namik said, even about the klola, it also says, latz bois beten, that mashma, first her stomach will blow up, the land fill yorach, and then a thigh will fall down. So it's a stira in the klal itself. So Mara says, Ohu, to moido lo koyin. The koyin tells her, to bet in beresha v'ha de yorach. The koyin's modia tells you, shino. But what's really going to happen is, that first your stomach will blow up, and then your yorach. Shalohitzi laz amayim hamorim. That you should not be moitzi laz upon the water. Because like this, the Kayin gave her Klola first to say, your Yerech is going to fall. And what happens actually is the opposite, that first the stomach blows up. So the Kayin later tells her over and tells you, Shino, I gave you a curse first, true. But what actually is going to happen, it's going to happen this way. Yeah. So at the Mishnah. Shimshin holach acher enuf. Shimshin went after his eyes. Mashpid did a chet, it wasn't nice. Is the fikach therefore nikro plishtim esenov? Like we had the Mishnah before of mida keneged mida, that Hashem pays back punishment the same way we act, Hashem pays back to us. So Shimsha did something wrong with his eyes, therefore the plishtim took out his eyes. Shinema, the pasuk says, vayoicha zuhu plishtim, they grabbed him the plishtim, vayenakru esenov, they pulled out and took out his eyes. Avshalom nizgoy b'saroy. Avshalom was gaiva, means he held, he had beautiful hair, and he used to go around playing with his hair. Lefikach, therefore, the way he died was nitla b'saroy. The pasuk says when he was riding, so it says that he was riding and his hair got, was riding on a chamor, and his hair got stuck in the branch, and as he was pulled off the chamor, so that's why Hashem paid him back through his hair. Well, the fisher bore a lesser pilak shavoviv, that since Avishalom lived with David's 10 pilak shavoviv midwives, is the figure therefore nos no boy es lunvius. When they killed Avishalom, they stabbed him with 10 swords. Shinem, the prophet says, Vayisoivu asara noshim, noisai klei, the noisai klei, that were 10 people around him holding armor, means 10 people stabbed him. That's what Avishalom got back. Holding the kelim of Yoyev. Well, the fi shegonav gimel genevus. Since Avshalom like stole, lied to three people, shegonav gimel genevus. He stole from three things. Like leiv aviv, he stole. He went against his father's heart. Veleiv bezdin, he went against bezdin. Veleiv yisrael, he went against the leiv yisrael. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Avshalom, vayignav Avshalom as slave anshe Yisrael." That what he did is he fooled them. He fooled his father. He fooled the bezdin. He fooled Klai Yisrael. Lefikach, therefore, nisku boy gimel shvatim. Therefore, three shvatim went at the end to kill him. Like Shenema, the pasuk says, "Vayikach shloisha shvatim bekapoy vayiskoyim blev Avshalom." That were three different shvatim there when they went to take to kill Avshalom. So Atkan, we're talking about now Mida Knegin, Mida by Lara. What people do bad, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back to them also. The mission before was about Saita, and then continues on also these things, that the way you do the Avera, that's the way Hashem pays you back. And like we explained it, that the reason why Hashem does it this way is that you should learn what you are doing wrong. So if you see, like here, Shimshon saw they knocked out his eyes, so he came to learn that he did something wrong with his eyes. Now the Mishnah says, V'chein li'inyin ha'tayva. The same way what we do good, Hashem does good back to us. Miriam hamtinu l'moisha, shorachas. Miriam waited for Moshe shorachas, a while. Shenem Raposik says, V'teisatzev achoy semirochot. When the Bas Paro, when they put Moshe into the Yam, so until the Bas Paro came and found him, it says that Miriam was standing by the side. His sister stood merochik. So since Miriam waited to see what's going to happen with Moshe, lefikach therefore nisakfu lo Yisrael zayin yomim by midbar. Therefore, Klai Yisrael waited for Miriam 7 days after Miriam spoke to Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. She became a mitzaras, and Klai Yisrael waited for 7 days. Shenemar pasuk says we om lo nosu ad osef Miriam. The Klai Yisrael didn't travel on until Miriam came back into the machna. Yosef zocho likfor esaviv. Yosef was zeicher to bury his father Yaakov. V'yein v'yachov godim emenu. There was nobody greater than Yosef. In other words, Yosef buried his father. Shenem HaPosuk says, V'al yal Yosef likveres oviv. V'yalu imoy gam rechov gam proshim. The milonu godim Yosef. There was nobody greater than Yosef. So that's what Yosef did. Yosef made a kfura for his father Yaakov. Now it says, milonu godim Yosef. Like who took care of Yosef? Moshe Rabbeinu. And so therefore that's Mida Kenegan Mida. The fact that Yosef, he was the greatest one then, took care of his father's Kfura. Therefore when it came to take care of Yosef's Kfura, the greatest person also took care of Yosef, which was Moshe Rabbeinu. Now Moshe Zocha B'Atzmes Yosef. Moshe was Zocha to take care of the bones of Yosef. There's nobody greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Vayikach Moshe satzmas Yosef imoy." That Moshe took the Yatzmas Yosef with him out of Mitzrayim to bury him in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the Mida Keneged Mida, that Yosef took care of his father, and he was the greatest one then. So now, by the kfura of Yosef, also the greatest one took care of him, which was Moshe Rabbeinu. Mi godom imoshe shloin esasku boyela mokim. Like who was so great like Moshe Rabbeinu that when it came to take care of Moshe Rabbeinu's kvura, HaKadosh Baruch himself took care of him. Shenemba, the pasuk says, Vayikvar oise begai. Like HaKadosh Baruch who buried him there. So the kitzur, that's his midah k'neged midah, that Moshe took care of Yosef's atzamos, and therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu took care of Moshe. Rashi says milano means then in kavod kfura likfor b'gdolim godum Yosef, like who was greater than Yosef, unlike Moshe Rabbeinu. The same thing, who was greater, like by Moshe Rabbeinu, was the kavod of Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. Now the Gemara says, Yeloyal Moshe b'vad amru, this doesn't only go on Moshe Rabbeinu, elo al kol atzadikim, but it goes upon all the tzadikim. Shneim pasuk says, v'holach lefonecha tzidkecha, k'void Hashem yasvecha. Like your tzidkis, the more of a tzadik you are, goes in front of you, and Hashem will give you back covet. So kitzur, that's the midah k'neged midah. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the tzadikim. Tana Rabban, brother writes like this, Shimshin b'ein of morat. Shimshin did something wrong with his eyes. So Drashi, b'ein of morat b'boroi. He went against Hashem because of his eyes. Shinema, the pasuk says, Vayoyim Shimshin aloviv. Shimshin said to his father, Oisai kachli, take this wife for me. Ki hi yishara b'einai. She is good in my eyes. Mashma, Shimshin saw and had a desire for her. That's why he wanted her. Lefigur, therefore, nikru plishnim asainov. The plishnim at the end, Nak took out his eyes. Shinema, the pasuk says, V'yechazu plishnim v'yinakru asainov. Fredrik Mar Aini, it's not that way, but see the pasuk says, they did not realize that's from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Shidduch. So Mashma, the Shidduch that Shimshin took was Min HaShemayim. So Drashi, Kim Yashemu, Shechoshak B'yis Isha, they lizgaras the Plishtim, in order that Shimshin will be able to fight against the Plishtim. So Mashma did something good, Plishtim, by taking her. And here the pasuk says, we're saying now Shimshin did something wrong, that he looked at her, he had a desire for her. And the Gemara, ki ozal miyu vosa yashrusu ozal. But I call upon him when Shimshin went after, he went because he had a desire for her. He looked at it and he had a desire, he went after the eyesight. So that was little chet upon Shimshin. Tanya, we learned, Rebbe Yoimer, tchilas kilkuloi diaza. The first thing wrong Shimshin did was in Aza. That's where he saw, he looked at his wife, looked at the lady, he wanted her. The figure, therefore, loka v'yaza. Therefore, he got hit in Azar also. Now, for the Gemara, tchilas kukula v'yaza. How do we know his first kukula was in the place Aza? The pasuk says, v'yelech Shimshin azoso v'yashar misha zayna. That Shimshin went to azoso to Yaza, and there he saw misha zayna, and he liked her. So that was the beginning of his chet. The figure, therefore, loka v'yaza, the siv, it says that the plishtim took him down, but he would do oisa yazosa. At the end, after he cut off his hair, he became weak, the plishtim took him down to azosa. For the more I will see, the pasuk says, v'yerit shimshim timnosa, mashmei did something wrong in timnosa. It says also, Rashi says, v'yasha mishom ebnois plishtim, v'atete b'yenov. The mashmei there also shimshim did like a chet, he went after his eyes. So Gemara says, dobrakol ponim tchilas tukuloi miyu b'yazosa. But the first time he did something wrong with his eyesight, that was by Aza. Then the pasuk says, "V'hi achreichen." Afterwards, "V'yav isha b'nach ashurik." Like he loved another lady, "Nach ashurik." Ushma Delila. This one's name was called Delila. Tanya, we learned, Rabbi Yoimer, "Imo leila nikru shma Delila." Even if a name would have not been Delila, "Ruya hoisa shetikru Delila." It's very good. It's fit that her name should be called Delila. Why? The Aldola es Koichai. She took away Shimshin's strength. The Aldola es Liboy. She took away his heart, like from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Aldola es Maisav. She took away his good actions also. Now, the Aldola es Koichai, she took away his strength. The Pasuk says, Vayocha Koichai Meyelov. And after they cut off his hair, then he lost his strength. The Aldosas Liboy, that she took away his heart. The pasuk says, "Vatera Delila ki higid lo as kol Liboy," that she saw the way he told him over all his heart, that his heart was with her. And the Aldola as Maisa, she took away his actions. What does that mean? The Istalka Shechina Mino, that after this the Shechina went away from Shimshin. The pasuk says, "Vuhu lo yoda," and Shimshin did not know ki Hashem sar me'elav, Hashem went away from him. Then the pasuk says, "Vatera delila ki higid lo as kol iboy." That finally, when Shimshin told her that he's a nazir and his power is in his hair, then delila believed her. that believed him. And she said, now she's sad that Shimshon told me everything. So the question is, how did she know Taka? How did she know that this is the truth? That his power lies in his hair. When somebody tells you the truth, it's Nick, you can tell. A person can realize when somebody's telling the truth or not. So here the Lila realized that when Shimshon said that he's a Nazir and that's his strength, she saw it was true. And Rashi says, Mizkablin and Liyushavim, Udvarim Alefneim, Rosa Sara Goda, Lohoya Shay Siyain, Bevinish Advar Machrainim Shamalah. She saw the way he never took a haircut, he didn't drink wine. This was Loyla Libai, she believed him now. Abai Ram Rabbi says, Yoda Boy Bierce Tzadik, the Loymafik Shem Shemayim Lubatolo. She knew that he would not say Hashem's name in vain. Kivan Diyoma, once Shimshon said, Nazir Lakimani, Omra Hashtavade Kushtakama. That's how she knew. That Shimshon said Hashem's name, therefore she knew it was the truth. Was it every day she kept on bothering Shimshon, tell me where's your strength? And she pressed him to tell him where's the strength. So, Mai Vitaltseyu, what does it mean she pressed him? Omra Yitzlok Devei Rebbe, Rabami, that what was the pshat that Bishaz Gemar Bia Nishmatamitaktav. But Shimshon was having bia with her, at the end of the bia, that Rashi said, that's when the man has the most taiva, that's when she used to go away from him, and say, I won't let you finish, unless you tell me where's your strength. V'yato hi shomrino v'yaltishta yayin v'sheicher, v'yatoich li'kol tomi. Plus, you have to watch yourself, by Shimshon, because you not drink wine, and not drink sheicher, old wine, and not eat anything that's tomi. For the Gemara, my kol tomi, what does it mean he can't eat something that's tomi? V'su, Ad hashtu dvorim tmei chokla. Does it mean to say up until now he did eat dvorim tmeiim? The chur dvorim tmeiim means things that are treif. So pshiti didn't eat it. So why is the pasuk telling us not to eat dvorim tmeiim? On Rabbi Yitzchok, devei Rebbe Ami, dvorim who asurim benozir. Just means to say, watch yourself from the things that are also for a nozir. And Rashi says, mishra shanovim, kainozir shasharim benovim b'mayim. If you have his wine, the grapes soaking in water, whatever is also for nozir to drink, that's what Shimshon had to watch himself from. Hasurim benozir. Ve'yavak yulukim esamach tesh asher b'lechi. They said, well, Shimshon was thirsty, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make the water come out from the lechi, from of the animal. So Amar Reb Yitzchok from the lion, Amar Reb Yitzchok the very Rabami, who iyu l'dvar tamei, he had a desire for a dvar tamei, therefore, the fikach nit l'chayim a dvar tamei, therefore he got also his water, came from a dvar tamei. Rashi, Lisa bas kel necher, bas el necher, since he had a desire to live with these plishtims, with these shikses, that's why he also, Rashi b'dvar tamei means lech yachamor, that came up from the jawbone of the donkey. Shomolihu hoye meis b'tzama. If it wouldn't have been that Hashem made a nest, like the water came out from the jaw of the donkey, would have died. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid him back, gave him the water, but threw a dove at tamei. Right, then it says, v'atocha ruach Hashem. Amar Rav Chama Rav Chanino, chosa nevuoso sho Yaakov avinu. Here was chal, it started like the nevu of Yaakov. It says by Yaakov, he da nocha shalei derech. So that's here, this is the place, this is where by Shimshon. Yilofomoy b'machnei don, he was going in the machnei don. Amar Rav Yitzchok devei Rav Ami, malamei choyse shchino mekashkeshes lefonov kizag, that the shchino was mamish banging, trashe levosoy b'asher holach. Wherever he went, that's where the Shekhinah went with him. Ksiv hocho lepamoy b'machnei don, he was walking in the machnei don, uksiv osam pamoy v'rimoyin bein tzora bein eshtoyim. And Amar Rabasi, tzora v'yeshtoyim shnei harim gedolim hoyu. They were two big mountains. V'yokro and Shimshon uprooted these two mountains. V'tochnon zeh b'zeh. And he grinded them together. That's the way at the end he killed out the Plishtim. V'hu yochel yashiyas Yisrael. He started Es Yisrael. He started to say it's Klai Yisrael. What does that mean? Omer Reb Chama Reb Chanina, Huchal Shvuosa Shalavimelech. Here it was, became